listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Wrong Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Lord, I will honor you while I'm still in my right mind. You don't have to take a kidney. You don't have to take a lung. You don't have to take a hand. You don't have to take a foot. Somebody praise God in this house. Hypertension don't have to blow my brain out of place for me to understand that I need to submit myself to a higher authority. So if you know within yourself that you surrender your heart totally to the Lord, then raise your hand and tell him, Lord, I thank you. If you know that you're healthy and strong, stand up on your feet and give God praise. Stand on your feet and magnify the name of your God. Repeat after me. Let it be heard in the atmosphere. Said, I decree and declare that Jehovah, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh, the great I am that I am God, is the only true God. Said, I decree and declare that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the only true God. I decree and declare that he's my God. I decree and declare that I will worship no other God. Come on, put your hands together and give him a mighty praise. You ought to do that every day. And let the enemy know that he has no power over you. I love the word of God. The word of God says that I am God and I create both good and evil. So if he create good, he's got power over good. If he is the creator of evil, he has power over evil. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, the God that I serve, he has power over good. And he has power over evil. Somebody ought to praise him. I was reading in Proverbs today. And the word of the Lord, the wise man Solomon says, he said that, and I'm not repeating it verbatimly, I'm paraphrasing, but he says that, when your enemy done wrong and God comes to take vengeance on your enemy, he said, if you laugh at your enemy, he said that God may turn around and have pity on the enemy and reverse it. And there are some of us that like to get excited when you see God disciplining your enemy. But that is the time you should be calm. As a matter of fact, that's the time you should pray for the enemy. You should even say, Lord, have mercy. Because we ourselves sometimes have some kinks that needs to be straightened out. Come on and bless God in the house. Come on and bless God in the house. And when I read that today, not that I didn't know it before, but when I read it today, I said, who could be God besides God? Turn to a neighbor and say to your neighbor, what a merciful God we serve. Sometimes you may try to understand God. Job says that the higher you get is the higher God gets. He said that the deeper you get in God is the deeper God gets. The wider you get is the more God expands himself. So he said, who can fathom God? No man can. So here's the thing that marvels me about God. God created Lucifer. Beautiful. Special. Anointed. A warrior. Then Lucifer rose up against God. And he fought against God. God kicked him out. And still gave him territorial areas and borders. I just don't understand God. And God knew from the beginning that Lucifer would have risen up against him. So much so that he created a pit. And when Lucifer fought against him, he still said, I'm not ready to put you in the pit. I am going to allow you to be prince of the air. Somebody shout, what a God. So I find out that is the reason why some of us still are become such a rebel. Because you're still waking up. Bills are still being paid. Underline the fact that we don't deserve it. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, what a God. Somebody shout, what a mighty God. Somebody shout, only my God. Oh, God, help me, help me. Somebody ought to shout, hallelujah! And then I don't understand Jesus either. Because he came on the scene. You know, when I really think about it, some of us church people are really over-righteous. And no wonder some of us, our churches are half empty. Because we are holier than God. Because if I was God, the devil would be in the pit. From the first day he thought about coming up against me. Come, talk with me. Jesus came. And Jesus allowed the devil to have a conversation with him. And he had the nerve to listen. something to show you. Really, Jesus? Are you out of your mind? Are you going to let the devil take you somewhere to show you something? You can't do this. You sit. You come. And the devil took him. And the devil brought him up and said, stand up on the mount, Jesus. Get up, get up, get up. Don't be afraid. Get up, get up, get up. And he said, look. And Jesus had the nerve to get up.
Oh, yeah.
And to look. And the devil said, take a real good look. Can you imagine the devil says, look at Buckingham Palace, look at Las Vegas, and look at beautiful Jamaica, look at Paris, and look at Palm Beach, and look at the yachts. Look at the great country, America. All this. I'll give to you. It is just as simple as you're bowing down. Just a little bit of worship. Made him prince of the year, which says that then he still has some authority. And if he could say that to Jesus, it simply means that then he hath the power to give things. Surprisingly, Jesus did not say unto him, all these are already mine. Jesus just looked at him and simply says to him, get hence behind me, for it is written. We didn't hear that he spoke in tongues and knocked over the mountain. He just reminded Satan that it. Oh, I wish I had some praisers in the house. I wish I had some worshipers in the house. So get hands behind me. Can be seated. So then, if Lucifer still can get responses out of God, then how about you and I? Here is another intriguing thing. The demons saw Jesus coming. Now the demons were in this man, legions, and they saw Jesus coming. Because they are from heaven, you see. Or some of you think that they came out of some graves. And some of you think that they don't know who God is. When they saw Jesus coming, they looked at him and they said unto him, comest thou to torment us before our time? or should I say the legion spoke. Hallelujah. And they said, send us into the swine. I tell you, I don't understand Jesus. They were just in one man. But understand how many of them were there that they went into a herd of swine. Hello? Not one, not two, but a herd. And Jesus granted their requests. Somebody shout, what a God! Somebody ought to praise God. So upon saying all of that, I bring you a word today. And the word is, God will get me out. In the atmosphere, said I decree and declare that the God that I serve, He will get me out. Your neighbor and say to your neighbor, knock the stress off your shoulders. Your God will get you out. Say, neighbor, you can get your breakthrough. What's your problem? Neighbor, can you speak? Neighbor, can you speak? Neighbor, can you speak? I bring you a word from the prophet. When you find it, say amen. I want wonder if anybody's getting excited. Oh, somebody ought to just shake themselves and say, I'm coming out, I'm coming out. I'm coming out, I'm coming out, I'm coming out, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Verse 1. Hearken to me, he that follow after righteousness, he that seek the Lord, look to the rock from whence he are you. What does it mean to be hewn? It simply means to be cut out, to be pulled out. Anybody remember when God pulled you out? Anybody remember when God cut you out of your situation? I said, anybody remember? The Lord is calling you to reflect. And he said, I remember. He said, you are in your blood. And I passed by you. You were so messed up. And I had compassion on you. And I cleaned you up. See, that is a problem that we have in our society today. People don't remember. Come on now. Some of our preachers don't remember. Some of our preachers were drug dealers. Some of our preachers today were pimps. Some of our preachers today were prostitutes. Some of our preachers today were adulterers and fornicators. But when they stand up to preach, they strike with a fist of iron. Because they don't remember that God cut them out of a horrible pit. And they don't remember that God came by and dug them out. Oh, somebody bless God. Tell somebody I'm coming out. Come on, somebody bless God. I tell you that some of us are too over-righteous. Come on. I said he called him out of idolatry. And in order to get him to be committed, he tell him, get away from your kindred. Move away from your people. If I don't move you out of this environment, you'll never serve me. You'll never know what it is to be committed to me. Somebody bless God. Abraham's story is told in the book of Genesis. We are all the way in the book of Isaiah. And God sent a word to Israel. Look! Look unto your father Abraham. Look unto your mother. Some of us don't remember. Some of us don't remember. Some children don't even remember their mother. Not even on Mother's Day. I know mothers that don't even get a phone call on Mother's Day. I said I do. Come on now. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. But before comfort can come to Zion, Zion must look. Zion must remember. Zion must come to consciousness. If God, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, if the Lord has taken me thus far, he's able to take me all the way. Come on, somebody bless him. Come on and bless him.
We do hope that you were truly blessed.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743. Again, that's 561-429-5743. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit the website at godintheraw.org.
Peace.